Some Unit 5 parents say there's a disparity between black and white students when it comes to disciplinary action. Crystal Shelvin says, for instance, that African-American students are 4.5 times more likely to be suspended than Caucasian students. Speaking with GLT correspondent Brianna Groh, Shelvin says it's time to open up the conversation on racial discrimination, a conversation she feels has been lacking with Unit 5.
I have, just on individual base, and just to clarify, I've had students report to me that they've had, that they have felt racially discriminated against. And so I think when we're talking about the most important thing for students being the relationships with adults, I think it behooves us adults to sort of look into that and see how we can make sure that everyone is feeling welcomed at school.
You cited a couple different statistics about discipline among black kids versus other kids at Unit 5 schools specifically. Where did you gather those stats from?
So we have some stats. The stats that I cited were simply from the Illinois report card, and then there were some that were from ProPublica.
So are these broad statistics across the state or specifically at Unit 5?
So those were specific to Unit 5. It's not that there are not similar statistics across the state, but my concern was really about the students that I'm talking to every day.
And then as far as the statistics about out-of-school suspensions, it was, black students are 12% of the population, but there's, I believe it was 40% out-of-school suspensions are black students. So I wanted to ask, do you believe that there are other factors at play here? So students are talking about, they feel discriminated against, but could it be that this is a specific population that also experiences higher rates of poverty, adverse childhood experiences? What's your estimation of that?
So that was kind of what I spoke to, was the fact that we don't know, we can't pinpoint for these particular students what's going on. But if you look at the research, you really could see that there are a whole host of things that are concerning. And many of them could be remedied by some conversation between the community and students and those people who they see to hold some power. So that would be the school staff.
Talk to me a little bit more about that. What do you hope to see from the district going forward?
Yeah, what I would love to see is conversation. So one of the things that I mentioned in my comments was the fact that there are many people in the circles that I am in who say, hey, I'm an educator. I'm also someone who does research in education specific to black students. I wonder if they would let me come in and talk to staff. And when those folks have done that or approached that or even, presented that as a concern, at least individually, it hasn't been taken up. And so what I'm hoping is that if we could develop a task force, that it'll be a more concerted effort so that we could, as a group, really move forward with conversations. I feel like I'm in a unique position because I'm an educator as well as a parent, so I understand both sides. And I, as I said in my comments, I'm not looking to point fingers. I'm really looking for identifying solutions.
Crystal Shelvin talked with GLT correspondent Brianna Groh. Shelvin is a school psychologist with the Livingston County Schools Special Services Co-op. She's urging creating a task force on the issue. Unit 5 school board members are thanking her for bringing the issue forward. Unit 5 superintendent Mark Daniel says Unit 5 attempts to address the problems of diversity in teaching and equity in discipline have not moved the needle much, and it's time for a new approach.